gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thanks, Smokey, and welcome back, everybody. It's 866-444-3478 to be on the show with me. Full lines right now, but when you hear somebody hang up, jump on board here. This hour is brought to you by the Organic Club of America. It's the membership area of DirtDoctor.com, and we'd love to have you as a member. A lot of benefits. The seminar videos are there, answers to your questions on a priority basis. Seeds are available. Right now, what you would specifically need to ask for, whichever one you want, is a buckeye, got a Mexican buckeye seed, and also the inland sea oats, both from my garden, and also some new videos and slideshows and things like that from some trips and some things from the past that I've never shown before. So I'd love to have you join. You can go to DirtDoctor.com, click on that green button over on the left. One of the things you can get if you join, I think it's for a two-year basis, you get a copy of one of my books as part of the deal, The Organic Manual. And you can learn about all my books on the website on DirtDoctor.com. Let's see, before we go back to the phone, what I needed to tell you, there was something, the Facebook, go to facebook.com, The Dirt Doctor, and I have put the slides, the shots that I was talking about my water feature, the one where the water snakes now have devoured all the frogs and devoured all the gambusias, but my goldfish and koi, big koi are still doing well. But there's an overall shot of the water feature and then individual shots of the four different waterfalls that I do have up for you now to check it out on Facebook. Let's get back to the phones. Mary in Arlington is first up this hour. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Howard.
How you
doing?
Hey,
I just noticed a problem with my red oak tree. At the flare, which is well exposed, thanks to your good information, I'm noticing some openings, like a cut, kind of vertical, linear openings.
Well, guess what's going on there, Mary?
What?
You're the second person that's asked me about it in the last day and a half. Somebody sent me some, well, there were two people that asked me about it. What you're seeing there is growth cracks on the flare and related part of the tree that are a result of the flare exposure and you making the tree healthier.
Okay,
it's,
cool.
It's starting to grow faster, and it's cracking that tissue that used to be real smooth, and as it starts to grow, it's going to be converting over to bark tissue, and that cracking is just a normal part of the deal. We saw it the first time I ever saw it, and it scared me too, was on the big champion pecan tree in Weatherford. We exposed about a foot on the high side and about 4 feet on the low side, and we came back and checked it, you know, in a few weeks, and we were starting to see those cracks, and I was like, holy cow, did we mess up? Well, no, not at all. That's exactly what you want to see.
Okay, do I need to fill it in with like your formula you told somebody about with the soft rock phosphate and all that?
The tree trunk goop could be used, Mary, and it wouldn't hurt anything at all. The question is, would it be worth you doing? If it would make you feel better that you're doing something, go ahead. It's not going to hurt anything at all.
Okay, but I don't have to if
you
I don't get around
you
to it.
You don't have to at all.
Good. That's the best news I've heard all day.
Thank you for calling. Happy
Thank
Mother's
you.
Day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Hope it's been fascinating today being a semi-holiday, not semi-holiday, real holiday for moms. We've had really a lot of interest, people taking time to be on the show with us, and I really appreciate that. I know there's a lot of activities going on, family things and all that, so thanks for being with us. Clayton in Farmersville, Texas, next up. Hey, Clayton.
Hi, Howard.
Is this Clayton?
Yep.
What can I do for you?
I was wondering what you say to the chemical companies when they say that if you follow the label instructions, everything will be fine. And the EPA says regulations, we follow those. So the environment and everything is fine, because I've emailed Scotts and they told me that, and I didn't know what to say back to them.
What you need to say to them, Clayton, is liar, liar, pants on fire. It's not true at all. But, yeah, it is the standard thing that they say. If you follow the label directions, that everything will be hunky-dory and that there's no danger in any way. There's all kind of related things to that, related issues. The first thing I'd tell you, Clayton, is that we have really extensive research backing up how dangerous a lot of that stuff is on our website on dirtdoctor.com. We've got basically two things. One is the poison. We used to do a poison of the week, and we've turned it into a poison blog, and all the common and some not so common toxic chemicals and toxic products in general are listed there. And we give general information, but we also have a lot of links going to research and data backing up how dangerous these things are. And it's building. It's building all the time. The one chemical that is has research building on it faster than anything and is one of the most toxic products out there and has been more brilliantly marketed than any product ever is Roundup. And the toxicity information on it being toxic to humans, everything up from the soil through livestock, through pets to humans is now well documented. And they're starting to make some direct relationships, prove some direct relationships between Roundup and the health of your gut, biology, and degenerative, you know, really bad diseases. The other thing is that a lot of people don't realize that the EPA doesn't do any testing. They don't do anything except take the reports about the testing from the people that make the stuff, and most of the testing comes from the manufacturers themselves. So guess what their reports are going to indicate?
Positive.
Yeah, so it's BS on a large scale. The toxic chemicals are extremely bad. They are propped up because they got a lot of money. You know, Monsanto has a lot of dough, and they do a lot of marketing to try to prove that they're genetically modified stuff and that Roundup and all these related kind of things are just no problem at all, but it's not true.
Okay, I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
Where do you find out that the EPA doesn't do any testing, that they just follow the reports?
Well, they're not in the testing business. It's just not what they do. You can go to all kinds of places and get that kind of information. The EPA is, they'll go out and follow somebody's report on some product and go out and try to red tag or stop sale and get the product taken off. But as far as doing any testing about the efficacy and the toxicology and all that kind of thing, they don't do that. The private companies have to do that kind of work, and then they just look and see whether the reporting and all that has been done properly. I tell you another thing, Clayton, related to this, is that none of the testing that's done out there about toxic chemical horticulture or agricultural products or whatever you want to discuss here, none of that testing is done on a basis of more than one chemical being used at a time. The testing that's done is one active ingredient tested at a time. So if they test the active ingredient in Roundup, glyphosate, they don't do any testing to see what happens when it combines with nitrogen from synthetic fertilizer, which is a gigantic problem. But there's no testing really on that that's the official stuff. There's no testing about what happens when you use glyphosate and 2,4-D and mannage and a bunch of different things together so you have a soup of chemicals in the mix. There's no testing on that at all anywhere. And that's okay. That's a problem, because that's where a lot of the really serious problems come from, is the combination of those materials. There is some private kind of reporting. If you go to some of the environmental websites out there, there is some indication on several of the toxic chemicals that the metabolites, in other words, the chemicals that result when the product starts to disassemble through biological activity in the soil, are more dangerous than the original chemical. So it's all there. You just got to look at it. And live, it's on DirtDoctor.com. We'll put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs, ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to VictorDogFood.com. That's VictorDogFood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow. Mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard Garrett back with you. I just talked to Clayton off the air a little bit more, and he hope it just doesn't get him in trouble with his dad. He's trying to convince his dad to go organic, and his dad's old school. And, of course, we deal with that all the time. And I suggested a couple things to him I wanted to tell everybody. The one of the best ways to get information on why it's a good idea to make this change. There's several men that have been very important in my life, and one of them is Phil Callahan. And Phil was in the same category as Mike Amaranthus. A lot of you have heard Mike Amaranthus on the show. He's a mycorrhizal expert. He knows more about it and manufactures mycorrhizae. He and Phil were both around chemicals big time and into that a lot. Mike Amaranthus was USDA. Phil may have been USDA, but he was in the service, and he was around chemical things all the time. Both of them have some health issues as a result, but both of them, you know, saw the light, saw that organics worked much better, and became huge proponents of the organic program. Another friend of mine, Joe Bradford, was USDA, was USDA, and became an organic guy while he was there. And they basically gave him early retirement and closed down all the organic research at the USDA. And that story is covered on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Joe's been on the show here talking about it. Another man that is in that same category is Dr. Joe McFarland, who was the head of the A&M Research Station in Stephenville, Texas. He did organic programs there and was the one that introduced me to the wonders of how cornmeal works and what it does. He was offered early retirement. He has not been on the show yet. We've talked about doing that and still need to do it. Walt Davis is another friend of mine, real good friend of mine, who is a rancher who got ill and couldn't figure it out. And he and his doctor finally figured out it was from all the chemical toxins that he was around on his ranch. That led him into organics and holistic management of ranching and getting him into what he's doing. And Walt has a new book coming out. He's done one book already, How Not to Go Broke in Ranching or something like that. It's really good. And you can find information about it online or on our website. But I just reviewed a new book that he's coming out with right away that's called The Green Revolution Delusion. I'm not sure I like the name all that much, but it is a wonderful book. And what he's done is tell his story about his conversion over, and he's doing it in a novel form. He's in a form of a novel, not a nonfiction book, and it's terrific. And I think you'll really enjoy it when it comes out. Clayton's other question was, how can you do things on a large scale? And it's very common. You can't do an organic program, cost effectively. Truth is, you can. You just have to look at it differently. And you don't just simply substitute organic products for the chemical products that you're eliminating. You have to have a whole different mindset. And you have to think about what is the most efficient and cost-effective way to detox the soil and start building the life in the soil. And when you're dealing with acreage, you're dealing with much smaller, diluted amounts. You're having to be, more creative in how you do it. You can, in some cases, phase the installation of these materials that build soil health out over a period of time. And it just depends on what the budget is. You can convert it the same amount of money, but if you convert and can have a little bit more money to build things faster, then the cost goes down after you get into it for a while. But without question, you can do a large scale, thousands and thousands of acres with an organic program. Put out one dry application of some kind of a fertilizer, some kind of a cost-effective fertilizer, and then do a regular spray program, not with toxic stuff that you used to be doing, but with compost teas and the entire Garrett juice mixture and things that stimulate biological activity in the soil. And yes, it can be cost effective. Golf courses that are going the organic fertility route, for example, are saving all kinds of money because they have low budgets and they have to pay for their own water, and the water use is being cut by 40 to 50%. You have to know what you're doing. You can't just substitute these organic products and this timing of putting the products out for what you used to do with chemicals. You have to have a whole new program. And it will generally include putting things out at a different time of the year and putting them out less often and all of that. And we can talk about more details as we go. But John is next up right now in Dallas, Texas. Hi, John.
Good morning, Howard.
What's up?
So I was actually the one who emailed you those pictures of my red oak that Mary was talking about.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, the cracked flare, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate your response so quickly that it kind of made my day a little bit better because I didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, if people didn't hear what we were talking about, when you expose the flares on a tree, you will soon see within a few weeks, you'll see some cracking on the flare, and that is a good thing. That means you already have some growth that's starting, and it's just the growth is causing those cracks.
Cool. I actually called about pill bugs and ants. That's what I've been looking at in my yard.
Okay.
So I do have, I called a couple weeks ago about fire ants. We have a couple of fire ant problems that I've had to deal with, but those are mostly on the edges of the yard, and I'm assuming that's because of the molasses kind of not getting to those areas as well. It's on the sloped edge of the yard.
I didn't do the timing very well. Hang on, and we'll talk about it and not have to rush when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Phone number is 866-444-3478. I haven't mentioned lately, and probably should, that we have a newsletter that comes out weekly, and it is free. All you have to do is sign up or basically tell us you want to get it. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. And it there's no telling what day of the week it's going to come out. We've got one going out late this past week. It'll be probably not out till tomorrow. So then you'll get another one sometime later in the week. Usually cover one subject at a time so you can see real quick if it's something you want to get involved in or just click off. And if you don't want it, you just tell us you don't want it anymore, that sort of thing. So the membership does cost a little bit. I think it's well worth it. It's called the Organic Club of America, but the newsletter is free. You just give us your email and address, and that's all you do. John, I'm sorry I broke into the middle of that. You having fire ant problems, or you think it could be some other kind of ants?
Well, that's my question, and no problem for the break. So I do have some fire ants, and I have had some, and I've done the mound drench, and the ones that I've got currently are just in areas that are less, you know, they have less biological activity along the edges of the the parkway, or
right,
that kind of thing, or sloped areas where I have trouble getting the grass to grow anyway because of water and all that. But I do have I have ant mounds in my yard too, and they're a different kind of ant mounds. I think they're a different type of ant, and I'm worried that they're goes raspberry crazy ants that have been coming up from South Texas.
I think it might be exactly what it is. But I was telling the story on the show last week or sometime recently that I've looked down twice in my garden recently, and my hands are covered with ants. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I've been bragging about not having fire ants for so long, and I'm going to have to admit that I've got some now. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me that they're running around all over me and I'm not getting stung. So, and they're moving really fast. So they're either the crazy raspberry ant that has gotten to Dallas up from Houston or wherever they started, or we've got some fire ants that don't like to sting people, or there's some other species. I killed them real quickly and real easily with just natural dried diatomaceous earth.
Okay.
And you could do the same thing, but I'm suspicious that that's what they are.
Okay, yeah. These though, that I've got make a really, like a very, they're not, I don't see them being crazy. That's the only thing. But they're about the same size as a fire ant. They just have more of a bronze color.
And they're not moving around pretty fast?
No. And the other thing they do different is they make one big hole in the ground. I mean, I'm talking about, I don't know, the size of a pencil. Thickness of a pencil, and then they very delicately make their little piles, and the piles are like dry dirt, so it's different from fire ants.
Yeah,
and not crazy like crazy ants. But I don't know if I should just leave them there, and just if they're not hurting anything, leave them. If they're not crazy, then they're not crazy ants. Is that kind of what I should go with?
Probably so. And your thinking is good, because ants in the garden that aren't stinging you or doing damage to electrical connections are basically benign to beneficial.
Okay.
And you don't need to deal with them at all unless they're making a mess in the soil or something like that. A single hole would almost tend to indicate the harvester ants, but they make a great big bear area. And if they got on you, or you know, they will either bite you. I don't know if they can sting or not, but they'll definitely bite you.
Yeah, that's like the red ants.
Yeah, and they're bigger. So
yeah,
I don't think that's what it would be.
Yeah.
Well, keep an eye on them. I wouldn't worry too much about them. If you do need to take care of them, the dry diatomaceous earth will do it. The orange oil and Garrett juice mound drench mixture will do it if you have to kill them.
Okay. And then the second question on bugs in the yard was, like, these pill bugs are out of control this year. I've never seen them like this, where it's just everywhere you look.
Well, it's interesting you're saying that, because I told Bob Webster on his show when we were visiting last week that I hadn't seen pill bugs around in our gardens much, but I had seen snails. And he said down in San Antonio they're having huge outbreaks of roly-poly bugs, sow bugs and pill bugs. I told him and his listeners, and everybody ought to do the same thing here if you have a problem with it. Go to a market and get as big a bag of dry red pepper as you can. Mix a little cedar flakes or a little diatomaceous earth with it and broadcast it in the area. You'll see them hang around and be curious about it, almost like they're feeding on it for a while, and then they'll just kind of disappear.
And tell me, what do they do that's bad?
They'll eat plants. Sow bugs and roly-poly bugs, pill bugs, are primarily eating dead and decaying organic matter, and a really important part of the breakdown of everything. But for some reason, at some point, they say, I think I'm going to eat something green. And they start crawling up on your little seedlings and other plants and will do a lot of damage.
Okay. So kind of just chew them away with some red pepper.
That's the best thing to do, and it works. You can spray garlic pepper tea also on a little bit more regular basis, and that'll do it too. Okay? Appreciate it, John.
All right, bye.
Diana, where in the world are you in New Jersey? How do we pronounce that, Diana?
You pronounce it as Voorhees.
Voorhees. Thank you for joining us.
Well, now I don't know, because I'm not a New Jerseyan. I'm a northern New Yorker, so I don't know. I'm probably not pronouncing it correctly.
That sounds good to me. You can fool us.
It's near Cherry Hill. Oh. I don't know if you know that. Close to Philadelphia.
Well, great. Thanks for joining us.
About 30 years ago, on just a little happy thing that we decided to do, we saw a dawn redwood tree. Had no idea what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Looked great in the nursery. Purchased it. My husband planted it. and now it's about 100 feet tall.
Good for you.
And last year, coming out of one of our little pots on our patio was this sweet little tree, and I said, what is this? It happens to be a small little redwood tree. Now, this year it's about 18 inches tall. I didn't think it would make it through the winter because we had such a hard winter, but it did. They're a deciduous tree, and we've noticed before that we've always had sweet little cones falling in the backyard. Well, this year we have bushels of cones. Backyard.
Yeah.
We've been raking them up and throwing them out into the woods, but we were wondering how could we propagate and get some new redwoods?
Well, two things I'll tell you, but you have to send me some.
Oh, sure.
I'd love to play around with that. That would be great. I love Dawn Redwood, and it's a tree that will grow from Dallas, Texas, well, probably San Antonio or more south than that, all the way to New Jersey and Boston, and it's just a gorgeous, beautiful tree that has very few problems, as you know. In Memphis, Tennessee, I did some landscape design. One of the first organic projects I ever designed was in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. There's a little university there called Rhodes University, not like being a Rhodes Scholar, it's just Rhodes University is the name of it, and it has some Dawn Redwoods in it that are the size of yours that are just spectacular, or maybe even taller in a couple of cases. What I would recommend that you do is, since you have plenty of seed, Diana, is one, plant the seed in some organic potting soil without doing anything.
Okay.
And then two, treat the seed, soak the seed or spray the seed with Garrett juice that is whipped up that's made to the point of being ready to be sprayed, not the concentrate, in other words, but the mixture ready to be sprayed. And then some others, put them in the refrigerator for a couple of months before you plant them. Let's get some cold hours on them. You probably don't need that in your area at all, but just to see, let's just try all the different ways of doing it here. You can also try some hydrogen peroxide. I've had some people tell me that they think that that works better on some seed than others. If you do a web search, and I probably have done this, I've written a book on trees for national distribution, and it hasn't been published yet. And I put a whole lot more information about the propagation of seed. If you'll send me an email, I'll send you what I wrote in that book that hadn't been published yet. But if you do a web search on what kind of stratification would be best for the seed, you'll probably see some other advice on there. But the one that's probably going to work the best is the Garrett juice.
Garrett juice. Yeah, now, where do you purchase that?
The vinegar and the Garrett juice. You could do vinegar by itself, apple cider vinegar. A lot of times, if you'll... In the research I did on propagating tree seed, I kept running into this recommendation to use sulfuric acid, diluted sulfuric acid or some other kind of acid as a seed treatment to get them to germinate. And I thought, well, you know, a more natural way to go would be vinegar.
Well, now what do? You just put the seeds in the vinegar and let it
You could spray them. You could put them out on a piece of paper and spray them with vinegar. Or with the whole Garrett juice. The Garrett juice mixture has apple cider vinegar in it.
Okay.
And it has seaweed. The formula is on my website if you're not familiar with it. It's under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Okay.
So try some with just straight apple cider vinegar. Try some with the Garrett juice mixture. Since you have so many seeds, I'm just saying you might be able to find out what works the best and let us all know.
Okay. And then I do it with peroxide as well, right?
Try hydrogen peroxide as well. But the most important thing is to send me an envelope of a few dozen seed to Post Office Box 140-650, Dallas, Texas, 75214. Because I'd love to see yours. I just planted a Dawn Redwood about a month ago. And the ones I know around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I've never seen them produce any seed.
Okay, well, this will be interesting. All right, now I just put them in a little envelope and send them off to you. Have to package it in a certain way or anything?
No, not really. Just put them in there. You might wrap some kind of padding around them so they don't get crushed or anything, but just regular mail will be fine.
Okay, so it's Post Office Box 140650, Dallas, 75124.
75214.
75124, yeah, okay.
No, 214.
Okay, all right. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, Diana. You're as dyslexic as I am, it sounds like.
I think so.
With numbers.
We're all a little nervous here, I think.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks a lot. You have a great day.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Larry in Fort Worth next up. Hey, Larry.
Hello.
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to ask you a question. I'm driving, so I hope you can hear me well.
I can right now.
Good. I have a peach tree. You there?
Yeah, I tell you what, rather than rush, let me put you on hold and we'll double check the way your phone sounds and then we'll talk when you get back, okay? Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
We all know that humans need probiotics, but your dog needs probiotics too. Some dogs have chronic digestive issues just like humans. Probiotics will aid digestion and help improve overall immune health. Hi, I'm Gail Pruitt, certified nutritionist and author of the Doggone Good Cookbook. I do nutritional research for both humans and canines, focusing primarily on digestive issues. So whether your dog has chronic digestive issues or just the occasional upset, I recommend that you give your dog a daily probiotic to balance your dog's gut flora. You know, eating right and taking the right supplements are so important for your good health and for your best friends. And the best probiotics I've found is Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. So make sure the nutrients you and your dog eat are providing the maximum benefits. And always share your Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Your dog will love you for it.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and a pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you, and we were talking to Larry about peach tree. Go ahead, Larry.
Yes, I have a peach tree in the backyard, and the bark seems to be frailing back and peeling back, and underneath that bark, there's big gaps that like the wood is rotted.
Is there any chance it might be sunburn, Larry? Is it on the west or south side of the trunk by any chance?
Well, it's not just on the trunk. The trunk looks okay. It's one of the major limbs, and it
above
does face
the trunk.
West.
Okay. Well, it could be some physical damage that led to it growing into a bigger issue. It could be sun scald. What I would recommend is what I've mentioned a couple times already, but this is a perfect use for the tree trunk goop. Mix up some compost, natural diatomaceous earth, and some kind of a phosphorus, rock phosphate, soft rock phosphate's the best. Mix those three together, add water to it, and then slather it on the wound. A lot of times when you have that problem, the trees were kept in too shady a situation, too close together with other trees in the nursery or something like that. It could be that it was over-pruned or had a limb broken out by wind. It added, changed the sunlight on it or something. But the tree trunk goop is the thing, along with the rest of the sick tree treatment, that'll bring your tree back into good shape.
So that's the diatomaceous earth, and you mix it with what was
with water. Just put enough water in it to make it kind of a wet mud, and then you just smear it on the physical wound. It's for good for any physical wound on woody plants.
So just make a putty and work it into the wound.
Yeah, just rub it up, just get it wet enough to where you can just kind of slather it on, plaster it on. And if it rains and washes it off, it's a good fertilizer in the soil, and you just reapply it.
Okay.
But it's compost for everybody, compost, natural diatomaceous earth, and either a soft rock phosphate or some kind of fine textured phosphate or fireplace ashes can be substituted. And make sure you get the soil off the flare of the tree. If that's what's going on, that could be leading to the stress that's leading to the, the problem that you're having up in the tree. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Yep.
And just to clarify something about the seed treatment, in the term seed treatment, you actually have two things. You have stratification and you have scarification or scarifying. The stratification relates to temperature and moisture and when you do it, how long you do it. Is it cold for a while and then warm? Is it wet for a while and then dry? You see what I mean? It's what happens in nature for a certain seed to be able to germinate properly. Scarification is things like treating with the acid or physical damaging the seed. Some people will put seed in a sack with some rocks, lava rock or lava gravel would be ideal, and shake it up, you know, and you get some physical damage to the seed that way. Scarification also sometimes has to go through an animal. It has to be created by going through the gut of an animal, a bird or some other animal. And so you see what I mean. The stratification has to do with temperature and timing related to that and all that. And then the scarification has more to do with physical treatment of the seed. You need to... Well, with some seed, it doesn't matter. I mean, they'll germinate no matter what you do. And then others have to have a very specific thing happen to them before they'll germinate. And so that's what we're about to find out with the Don Redwood, with Diana. Here's Brian in Hurst, Texas. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good.
I got a question. I had a lot of wheatgrass in my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some St. Augustine, and I guess it's just kind of a mixed fescue of some sort. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
But I can't seem to get the growth stimulated on it. And I even went through and reseeded a bunch and put down about 5 cubic yards of, an organic enhanced compost,
okay.
You know, and spread it around the yard. And nothing seems to be really, like, taking a good root. So,
what are you trying to grow, St. Augustine? Or Bermuda.
Whatever I can.
Okay.
Something
green. All right. I'm with you. I don't mind that at all. We call that mixed species turf. Do you have shade or sun?
Both. I have a lot of southern exposure, but I do have a lot of shade. And in the shade, that's where the St. Augustine seems to thrive the best.
Well, St. Augustine is the only grass you can grow in the shade other than some of the cool season weedy kind of things. So to answer my most commonly asked question, Brian, if it's too shady in there, you're going to have to bite the bullet and go with ground cover or mulches or something else other than turf grasses. If there's about a half day of sunlight, you can plant some additional St. Augustine grass and get it to spread and grow it without any trouble. Out in the sun, buffalo grass or Bermuda grass or zoysia or St. Augustine, any of them will do well. But in the shade, you got to have at least half a day or you're going to have to change from grass over to some ground covers.
Okay, and what would you recommend to, stimulate a lot of growth?
Garrett juice mixture will stimulate new growth as well as anything you can use. Some light, dry application, then spray once a month with the Garrett juice mixture. Let me put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run. Really enjoyed being with everybody today. Great comments and questions all day. Thank you very much. Enjoy your Mother's Day, and don't forget to feed the birds out there. If you have questions in the meantime, go to dirtdoctor.com, and I hope that will help. See you next time.